Yo, what's going on?
Not much, not much. Just over here, waiting out this hurricane.
Where you at? Where you located?
I'm over here at, well, I work in Tampa, Florida. I haul fuel, but I'm over here in Kissimmee with friends and family.
So you in the Tampa area?
Yeah.
You
Well, I
live in the
left, but
Tampa
I'm
area?
in Orlando. Yeah.
So you're okay, so you what are you saying? You staying at home? You just staying at the crib?
Yeah.
So why don't you leave? Why don't you evacuate? I'm curious.
Well, part of it is my job because I haul fuel, so it's like I kind of want to be close as soon as the hurricane passes over to be able to get back and get back to hurrying up and loading up all the gas stations and stuff. That's part of it, and the second part of it is that I just got family here, like my girl pregnant and stuff, so I just didn't want to up and dip like that.
So why you didn't take her? Like, why y'all not going to an evacuation shelter that's on high ground?
Well, honestly, I just felt like, the Kissimmee area, I just felt like it was just, as far as not being so far, it was definitely better than, being in Tampa. I'm not going to say it's the best, though, but honestly, I think it just was better than where we was at.
So you got these storms that's about to come in. And
Right.
these surges that's about to come in, and you think you're gonna be all right, you're gonna risk it. You're gonna risk you, your girl, and your unborn kid's life.
I mean, in all honesty, yeah, it's bad, but I mean, well, I'm gonna say this. I grew up in Florida, and when I was down in West Palm Beach, where I grew up at, we had like four of them come back to back, and like a few of them category four. And I'm kind of just looking at it like, if we stay inland, maybe we just the brunt of it probably hit Tampa and stuff, and we'll probably probably weaken to get to like a category three or two by the time it reach us. That's kind of how I'm
But
looking
why
at it.
risk it? Why even take a chance? Okay, so I get it. You're not in Tampa, you're not by the coast or whatever. But why risk it? Why risk the high winds and the debris and the water and the flooding and all of that stuff? Why not just, hey, listen, we're gonna take these next 2 or 3 days off, we're gonna dip out, and we're gonna come back. Why risk it?
Honestly, I really don't really got an answer to it. I don't know. Maybe probably part of it is I'm hard-headed. I don't know, but just finna, I don't know, just came to Kissimmee, try to, wait it out to see how things go.
I don't understand, man. I just don't get it. I don't get it. No matter what happens, I gotta make sure that my people are straight, bro. My people can't stay nowhere. They can't do that.
No,
That's
I mean,
weird.
honestly, being real with you, like, I'm not finna like try to downplay the hurricane or nothing like that, but just being from Florida and just dealing with it my entire life. Now, granted, it's not too many category fives that came through, but just dealing with it, what I'm saying, my entire life, it's just like, it's just another one, just gotta weather the storm and just, pick up the pieces after the fact. It just is one of them things, you just can't control. I get that, I could have left and probably, I don't know, maybe went down to West Palm or Miami, but I don't know. Maybe, I don't know. It's just I'm hard-headed. I just leave it like that.
Yeah, but it ain't just you. It's also your kid, your unborn kid, and your girl.
Yeah. Well, we over here with her family, so I mean, I don't think that make it
What does
any
that
better
mean?
though, but I think she wanted, because she's from Alabama, so she wanted just to be around family. So, we came over here to where her family and stuff was
So
at.
why y'all ain't go to Alabama?
I don't know. I don't think she wanted to go over there. I don't know why, but
Well,
I
you
guess
don't have a
probably
choice.
because I
Well,
didn't want to go.
hold on. When did women start getting a choice over what's best for the family, especially when it comes to provision and protection?
No, it ain't that. It was really kind of, it was really my decision because we was in Tampa and then I came over here just because, she wanted to be around family and stuff, and she wasn't gonna leave if I didn't leave Tampa, so that's why I wound up coming to Kissimmee.
Listen, man. God bless you. I hope that everything is straight. Keep me posted.
All right, man.
And I'll be taking calls afterwards for people to find out how people are affected.
All right, man. Yeah, just quote the chat, pray for us and stuff like that, and have a blessed one, man.
All right, God bless you, bro. I don't know. I guess we all different. I guess that's what makes us individuals. My family, my people, minds that live with me, they don't have choices when it comes to certain things. They got choices on what they want to eat for dinner. All of that. They got choices on where they want to go shop, and they even got choices on where we're going to go on vacation. They don't have choices when it comes to safety. They don't have choices when it comes to, because everything has to be an executive decision at some point, right? Right. I delegate certain things, but then when it comes to making the best decision for my family, you don't have no choices. I don't really care how you feel. You can go kicking and screaming, or you can go willingly, but you're going. You can go kicking and screaming, or you can go willingly, but you're going. There is no level of risk that I'm willing to put my family into. Zero, zilch, nada. You got to come. You got to come on. Time to go. So I know that y'all all are in partnerships and stuff like that, but keep me posted on what's happening out in these streets, because I genuinely do not understand. I don't. I just don't. I don't understand it.
Sheriff Chad Cronister of Hillsborough County saying that this is the 11th hour. Please get out. This is your shortening window of time to leave the area. Another matter of concern here is once these winds reach about 40 miles per hour, this is a community of bridges. You're going to start seeing the Sunshine Skyway, the Howard Franklin, the Corney Campbell Causeway, these bridges beginning to shut down. Also, first responders not as willing to go out.
If you are a person that's directly in Tampa or in the Tampa area, I know it's a lot of people that live there that watch this show. We got thousands watching right now. Make sure that y'all hit a like for the algorithm. Let me know. I'm going to put a link in the chat for y'all to be able to call in and help me to understand why y'all stand. There you go. Let me know. Help me to understand how y'all stand. All right?
Safety.
Shout out to my dog, Orlando Miner. I love you, bro. I love your content.
Over in Treasure Island in Pinellas County, one of the barrier islands, residents heard this. Listen.
A local emergency currently exists. Quickly secure your home or business and safely evacuate the area. Listen to local media and authorities for additional information.
And one of the major concerns has been debris, all of this debris piling up here from Helene, still out in the streets. Those could become flying projectiles. Very serious and very dangerous.
Los. Can you hear me, Los?
Carlos? Okay.
Is it Carlos?
Yeah, that's Carlos. Los, you called it, right?
Yeah, what up? What up, big dog? You mind if I call you Los?
Man, that's what everybody call me anyway, man.
All right, that's what's up. Where you at? Where you located?
Directly smack in the middle of Tampa.
All right, so I got a question for you, Los. Why are you deciding to stay?
Well, let me step outside of whatever. I don't know, because if you want to put it on cam, just so you can see exactly what it's looking like
you
right now.
You want to be on camera? You know,
I mean, you can do that. I just came. I don't know if you can flip it around or if I can flip my camera around or whatever.
Camera, if you want me to put you on camera, I just want to make sure that I don't ever want to put nobody on camera that don't want to be on camera.
Yeah, this is just so people can actually see. Like, I live in, well, all right, right now I'm in Tampa.
Camera,
I don't.
Give me a all
right,
second.
Cool. All right.
All right, you on.
There it is, man. So, you know, I'm just showing y'all a little bit. Like, in Tampa now, it's raining. You know what I'm saying? You can see that. And I picked one of the absolute worst times, because I actually live in Columbia. That's where I live. But I'm here because I had to come back to handle business. But also, I got my parents, my dad and my mom, which live 8 blocks down the way. Okay. We got my mama out in a shelter. That's where I will be at, in one of the shelters later. You know what I'm saying? And then my dad, you know, he don't want to leave, or trying to convince him it's just not working. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, but we in a non-evac zone. And then the reason why you have people, to answer your questions, is the reason why you have people making decisions to not leave the area is because of the zones that they're living in. The zone where I live in is a elevated area. You know, there's not a lot of flooding when we do have tropical storms or rain, a bunch of rain going on. There's not a lot of that goes on in certain parts of Hillsborough County. You know, because I want to make that distinction. That Hillsborough County is Tampa. you know, and then you have the surrounding counties, Manatee County, Pinellas County, Polk County, Pasco County, and then a little bit more inland. People that's going to Orlando, I don't know what the word they went over there for. They going to get it just as bad as the people that's getting the brunt of it. You know what I mean? A category.
That's what I'm saying, because if you look at the news reports and you look at the path of the storm, it literally going straight has across Orlando the middle of the state. Right there. That's why
it's going straight across the middle of the state.
That's why I was asking my man, what's the difference? What made you think that just because you a little you ain't kissing me, which is literally right next to Orlando, what makes you think that it's gonna be any different for you?
Yeah, it's pronounced Kissimmee. But
is that what it is?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's Kissimmee. A lot of people say Kissimmee and all that, but you gotta be from here. You wouldn't know that. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, because I was having this discussion with my mom the other night when we was trying to decide on what our plans are, what we're going to do, because my mom had got a little bit of health issues or whatever. That's why we had to get up out of there so she can get in the shelter. You know what I'm saying? So that part's done. I'm next. And then I'm
what
trying,
is
still
what
trying
dad
to
what
dad
saying? What are you saying?
Man, my dad's 73 years old, man. I'm riding it out. That's what he say, man. You know what I'm saying? So but I'm right here. This is what I'm scared of right here. The damn trees. This is our problem over here where I live at. You know what I'm saying? And then if you look in the back there, you can see those trees back there. Mm-hmm. That's what the hell I'm scared of right there. One of these damn old ass oak trees getting the brunt of that wind and breaking down and hitting over the top of the damn roof. You know what I'm saying? And busting the roof in or whatever.
Do Fortunately, you worry about we got a flooding?
Not over here where I am. You know, now when you go about maybe 2 miles or 3 miles down the road, 4 miles mm-hmm. down the road, then parts of the road in Hillsborough County, based off of where I'm located, is going to be flooded. So, like, I stay very, very close to University of South Florida. Behind University of South Florida, you're going to see flooding. You know what I'm saying? Just northwest of University of South Florida, you're going to see flooding. Then you're going to have downtown. Anybody, I'm going to tell you like this. When the news come on tomorrow, mm-hmm. and y'all start seeing the devastation, Pinellas County is going to be the worst county of all counties. That's St. Pete, Clearwater, all that stuff over there across the Howard Franklin, Courtney Campbell Causeway and the Skyway. All of that over there, that's going to be the hardest hit worst because it's hitting there first and everything over there is basically going to be underwater. Everything. Mm-hmm. I don't care where you at in Pinellas County. Everything's going to be under at minimum 10 feet of water. Mm-hmm. The bands from the last hurricane messed up Pasagril Beach. A lot of these beaches that a lot of people come to Florida to travel to is messed up now. And they didn't even have enough time to clean all of that stuff up over there. So now you have a much larger hurricane with more force. You know what I'm saying? And basically what the mayor said on television yesterday, if you choose to stay over there, you're going to die. And that's the truth. She was not lying. You know what I mean? I looked at one of those hurricane tracker, like if the type of the level of hurricane that hit, and they talking about a category 4 or 5 landfall, that guarantees everybody who lives over there going to be dead. You know, I don't expect to not have a high death toll considering, you know, if anybody stayed over there. So Pinellas County, I'm telling y'all that now, because I grew up here all my life, man. I just recently vacated the country, you know what I'm saying, to go live outside the country for a few years. You know what I'm saying? That's the only reason why I'm back here right now. Is, you know what I'm saying, for this and a couple other things I had to take care of, you know, before I go back. You know, I kind of wish I could have known about it, but there was no way for me to know about it before I came back. But, you know, when I got here, you just have to prepare. I do agree with the other brother, the last one on the caller. If you live in Florida, you from Florida, like I'm talking about you, like from Florida, mm-hmm. dealing with these hurricanes, you know what I'm saying, you get used to the, you know, boarding up the houses and packing up and moving everywhere. Some hurricanes, but Tampa been in a ballerina dance with a lot of these hurricanes for the last 20, 30 years, man. You know what I'm saying? We ain't had a direct hit.
This is going to be one of the worst ones in 100 years.
Yeah.
Though.
Yeah. Yeah. And this is not, I'm worried about this one. And I've been living here, you know what I'm saying, for a large portion of my life, man. And this one here is just not a good feeling about this one right here, man. But, you know, but with my
you
father,
gotta go
though,
with your instincts, bro. If you saying it's not a good feeling,
yeah, know. I know. That's why I'll be in the shelter.
No, I'm talking about dad. I know you gonna be.
Oh yeah,
bro.
I know.
But dad, I know. Man, what he got a dance with the devil or something? He wanted to do.
Man, I don't know, brother. I can't answer that for you. You know what I'm saying? All I can say is, you know how you got. The older you get, the more stuck in your ways you get. You know what I'm saying? My dad is a man's man. You know what I'm saying? you know, man, is probably going to be not possible, you know what I'm saying, for me to make that happen. But, you know, I'm going to be here with him, until it's time to go, you know what I'm saying? Because the shelter is just down the street around the corner. So, you know what I'm saying? Because we got USF, we got two elementary schools.
He ain't got no reason to stay there. He ain't going to have no power, probably.
Ain't nobody going to have no power. That's everybody.
Is it a lot of people that's evacuated that's over in that area right there?
Brother, man, this is like a ghost town right here right now. I never seen Tampa, and it's been this way since I got back here Sunday morning, man. You know what I mean? A lot of people are not out on the streets. I think a lot of the schools and the government offices been closed since whatever was be open on Sunday, those were closed. And then Monday, because today Wednesday, everything was closed as far as schools and government offices are concerned. And, you know, I think another reason why a lot of people is not getting out of here is because of the traffic, man. Like I looked at that, man, you had gridlocks on the highway going north. You know, you got to really go all the way down.
But that don't have nothing to do with the shelters, though.
No. But I thought about the shelters long and hard, you know what I'm saying? Because you don't know what type of people you're going to be around when you're in these shelters, you know what I'm saying? And how people sleep. I'm sure a lot of people thought about a lot of things before making that. But for me, it just comes down to safety, man. You know what I'm saying? You want to, if you're not going to leave the area, you need to be in a brick structure somewhere safe away from, I mean, that could tolerate the high winds and, you know what I mean? And away from a flooded situation, because those really the two things that most of the Tampanians going to be dealing with who didn't leave is floods and high winds. So if you're going to be here, then I think you need to be in a brick shelter somewhere. You know, we got, man. Yeah, I don't know if people knew this, but Hillsborough County is the 8th largest school district in the country as far as grade school is concerned. 8th largest. So that means we have over 180 school structures here, and probably about maybe 30-40% of those are shelters. You know what I'm saying? And then, like I said, I stay close to University of South Florida, which is also a shelter. So, you know, you have options and places to go. It's just a matter of people wanting to do it. You know what I mean?
It's a lot of people that that moved to Tampa over the last few years. And they not from there. They're not even from Florida.
Yeah.
Is the insurance companies pulling out the way that they reporting about it on the news and stuff like that?
They're pulling out of here, man. It's like maybe two or three insurance companies that are covering the homes down here, but like the State Farms and the Liberties and all of those places that you see on, you know, sponsored in football games or whatever, they pulling up out of here, bro. You know what I'm saying? Because they don't want no parts of it, man. They don't want no parts of anything down here. So like people coming down here buying houses. Another reason why it's taking so long for houses to sell is because you can't get insurance to cover them. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of these homes, in my opinion, are not built hurricane safe. You got plywood and 2x4s holding up a lot of these new houses in these new areas. And those right there, you know, just like the three little pigs, you know what I'm saying? Huff and puff and blow your house. Well, this is going to blow a lot of communities down. You know what I'm saying? Even, man, they have a whole apartment complex like towards the central part of Tampa that they building, man. And it's nothing but plywood and board. That if we get the direct hit, all that's going to be on the ground. All of it. The entire structure, all 8 buildings that they got over there going to be on the ground. I don't even know why would anybody want to live in that anyway. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. To be honest with you, you know, but yeah, man, that's a true story, man, about the insurance companies, man, because I know several realtors. I know several people that's from Tampa that was trying to buy homes, and it got really, really difficult for them because they can't get insurance coverage.
Would you, knowing what you know, being raised there and stuff like that, would you suggest that people, after this is over, actually, would you ever suggest that people move into Tampa or the Florida area like that?
Knowing
what you know and seeing how things are starting to play out.
Well, I'll say this, you know what I mean? This is just my belief. I don't think that this storm is natural. I think it was manufactured.
Probably.
You know, this is just my personal belief. Mm-hmm. And because for them, the way that they describing it and, you know, how fast it got to a category 5. But to answer your question directly, I would say yes. But you still have to consider. I would say consider the outside parts of Tampa, of Hillsborough County, or go to a surrounding county. I would say that. You know what I'm saying? Tampa has become, over the last 10, 12 years so congested with the people that's moving here. Like, they're building in areas, former swampland areas. You know what I'm saying? So those homes, in my opinion, don't have solid, they wouldn't have solid foundations. Yep. And then on top of that, you have, when you have, it rains pretty frequently here. You know, Tampa's the lightning capital of the world. You know what I'm saying? That, so, you know, you still have to deal with, you know, flash floods from tropical storms and, you know, any type of wet weather here in Hillsborough County and Pinellas County specifically. But then when you start, you know, expanding out, because I own 3.5 acres of land in the county east of us in Polk County, you know, behind, you know, well, going into the track of Disney World. And, you know, and I bought there specifically because, you know, I could see, you know, the path of growth in that area because it's all inland, you know. But one of the acres that I did buy happens to be in a, like a form of swampland. Yeah.
Here in Michigan, so, we, if you buy land, like you actually have to do a survey. And if you buy land, you don't have to, you can though. If you buy land in a swampland area, they won't let you build on it.
Yeah. Yo, that's what I was scared of. Yeah, that's what I was scared of with the 1 acre. That's how I know about it, you know. But for right now, it's not like that, you know. It's just in the dense swampy area. But I, the way they building stuff around in Florida, man, they gonna find a way to get around all that. So because there's too many people moving here, man, and it's becoming landlocked. So it's difficult. It's actually difficult to buy plots of land. And if you can find anything that's available, it's going to be super expensive. I was fortunate enough to get my 3.5 acres that I have, you know, about 9-10 years ago, man, when the prices were still kind of low before all of this movement boom started happening. But, you know, the shorter your answer is yes, you can move here to this area even after the fact. It's probably going to be some opportunity to purchase and fix and flip or rebuild or whatever. For sure, that's going to happen. You know, if you insurance adjuster, you might want to go ahead and get your license renewed, you know, because it's going to be a lot of work down here. You know what I'm saying? For you, for sure. You can make you a lot of money real quick if you're an insurance adjuster. But, you know, at the same time, you know, look at opportunities to invest. So I wouldn't say directly in Tampa. I would just say look on the outside of Tampa, because those are where the best opportunity is going to be, you know, for investment, if that's the case, if that's how you're looking at it. But, you know, I wouldn't move to Tampa unless you have family or you have, you know, experience here. If you're coming from Kentucky or somewhere in the Midwest or something like that, and all you've been dealing with is snow and tornadoes and stuff like that, man, this is a whole different beast for you down here, man. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So you might want to consider other areas that's more conducive to how you live in first in Florida, you know, north part of Florida, north where Helene hit, all that area
I'm
right
not
there.
For it. I'm going to come down and visit during the wintertime after hurricane season, and I'm going to leave around March before it gets too hot. You know what I'm saying?
Man, we ain't got no winter around here, brother. You know what I'm saying?
No, I'm talking about when it's the winter here.
Oh, okay. You got a snowbird type of
thing. When it's the winter here, I go down there after hurricane season, and I'm going to come back here when it warm back up. I appreciate you, Los, man. Hey, stay in touch, man, because I want to find out what it's like afterwards. Prayers up for your father and prayers up for your family, man. I got you.
And I appreciate that, brother. Yeah, I tap back in with you, man, because more than likely I'm going to be running around here taking videos, you know what I'm saying, you know, and showing damage, trying to get people close-up damage because, you know, I think it's better to get it on an alternative news type of source rather than, you know, these CNNs and NBCs
You're
and stuff for the world.
You're my on-the-ground source, bro.
No doubt, man. But yeah, straight in Tampa. But I'll tap back in with you. You know what I'm saying? Thursday. I watch you every morning, man. So
Thank
you know
you,
what
man.
I'm saying.
I appreciate
I'll make sure
you,
I do
man.
That.
Prayers up for you, bro. I'm gonna talk to you.
Same to you.